弟兄姐妹，请打开圣经到马可福音。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark.
今天早上我们会回到来一同看马可福音第六章三十到四十四节。
Today we come back to our study of the book of Mark, and we'll be looking at verse 30 to verse 44.
我们知道从马可福音第六章开始，是耶稣去到他的家乡那里传道，因为耶稣在传道的时候，犹太人的领袖拒绝了他。
We saw previously that Jesus had gone to his own hometown because as he was sharing the gospel, the Jews rejected him.
然后他来到他的家乡传道，他的家乡的人也弃绝了他。
When he got to his own hometown, the people in his hometown rejected him as well.
不过耶稣没有放弃做应该做的事情，就是他继续的去其他的地方传道。
But Jesus didn't give up doing what he was meant to do.What he was brought here to do, and he continued to go to various places to share the gospel.
他不只是自己传道，他也差遣他的十二门徒出去传道，而且赐给他们能力赶鬼。
Not only did he do that himself, he also sent his 12 apostles out into the world to share that gospel, and he gave them powers to chase away demons.
所以在第六章第七到十三节，我们就看到耶稣差遣他的门徒去传道。他的门徒也听从了他，开始去传道。
We saw in the verses 7 to 13 that Jesus had given his apostles the commission to go out and share the gospel, and they had commenced that work.
然后就到了六章十四到二十九节，我们看见了这一个场面转到了西律与这个施洗约翰。
And then in verses 14 to verse 29, we saw that the scene had shifted to focus on Herod, the King Herod, as well as John the Baptist.
因为当耶稣差遣门徒去传道的时候，耶稣警告门徒，他们会面临其他人的弃绝。
As Jesus had commissioned his disciples to go out, his apostles to go out and share the gospel, he warned them that they would face rejection.
西律与施洗约翰的这一段故事就让我们看见了一个人，就是西律，他完全弃绝神的话之后，甚至将神的使者给谋杀了。
And this was followed immediately by the account of King Herod and John the Baptist, when we saw that extreme example of rejection of the gospel. But he went even further and he murdered the man who brought the gospel to him.
所以上个星期我们就看了这一堂信息，你畏惧谁呢？因为我们看见了施洗约翰，他是畏惧神的一个人，无论他是下监或者是面临死亡，他还是继续传神的话。
So this was the message that we had seen and heard last week, and we saw how John the Baptist was a man who feared God, and even if he was in prison or whether he facedCertain death, he continued to share the word of God.
换个角度，我们看见了西律，他是一个畏惧人的一个人，而且他畏惧人是因为他有迷信的缘故，罪人的缘故，也是因着旁人的缘故。
In stark contrast, we saw King Herod, who had the fear of men, and he feared men due to superstition, due to the sinners that were around him, and due to spectators.
上个星期讲完了这一堂道之后，有好几个弟兄姐妹来找我。
After preaching this sermon last week, a few brothers and sisters came up to me.
因为他们读了这一个马可福音之后，发现与马太福音的这个记载有一点点不相似。
Because when they, after having read the book of Mark and then reading Matthew, they found that there were certain details that did not square up.
在马可福音六章二十节，这里告诉我们，因为西律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他讲论，就犹疑不定，并且乐意听他。
We see specifically in verse 20 that Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly.
这个是我们上个星期所看见的。
And this was what we saw last week.
不过在马太福音十四章那里有记载相同的一件事情，就是说到西律想要杀他，这个他就是指施洗约翰。 只是怕百姓，因为他们以为约翰为先知。
But in verse 5 of Matthew 14, it says, And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people because they held him to be a prophet.
所以在马可福音那里告诉我们，希律要保护约翰，因为希律敬畏约翰。可是在马太福音里面却告诉我们，希律想要杀约翰，因为不过他是怕百姓。
And so we see that in Mark, Herod wanted to protect John because he knew he was a righteous and holy man. Here, however, in Matthew, it says that he wanted to put him to death, but he feared the people.
首先我要赞扬那些来找我的弟兄姐妹。
First of all, I just want to thank and commend the brothers and sisters who came up to me.
因为他们就好像是在比利亚的那一些信徒一样，他们听了保罗传道之后，天天查考圣经，看这些事是与否。
Because they are like the believers in Berea, who were said to be eager to receive the word of God and to look through them to see if these things were true.
所以当你们听到的时候，要自己来查圣经，看这些事是与否。
And so when you listen to a message being preached, you must do the same to look in the Bible and compare it against the truth that you have.
所以我们看这两节经文的时候，要记得这里不是我所讲的，是圣经所讲的，是希律他敬畏约翰，所以保护他。
And so, first of all, let's remember that these words are not mine, but they're the Bible's words. And it says here that Herod feared God, feared John, and he wanted to keep him safe.
不过，同样的，另外一段圣经却又说希律想要杀他，只是怕百姓。
A parallel verse in Matthew, however, says he wanted to put him to death, but he feared the people.
不过我们要记得，这里我们所看的这个希律是什么样子的一个人。
But let's not forget what kind of a person Herod was.
他是一个畏惧人多过畏惧神的人。
He was a man who feared God, feared man more than he feared God.
而且当他听这个施洗约翰传道的时候，圣经告诉我们他就犹疑不定。
We also know that when he heard John, he was greatly perplexed.
所以我就要在这里让大家看见，圣经这里其实是没有抵触的。
So I want to show you that In this area, the Bible isn't in fact contradicting itself.
因为这个希律是一个犹疑不定的人。
Because this man Herod was a man who was greatly perplexed.
也就是说，他转来覆去，根本不知道自己想要做什么。
And that means he tossed and turned, wasn't sure what he himself wanted to do.
他为什么要杀约翰呢？
Why would he kill John?
因为他怕希罗底，他的不合法的妻子。
Because he was afraid of Herodias, the unlawful bride of him.
而且他也不乐意听到为什么，因为当他见到施洗约翰的时候，施洗约翰指着他是犯奸淫的。
Moreover, every time he met John the Baptist, John the Baptist would point out his sin of adultery.
所以很有可能每当施洗约翰指出他是罪人的时候，他就想要杀这个施洗约翰。
And it's very possible that every time John brought up his sin,He would want to kill John.
而且希罗底我们也知道怀恨在心，他不断的想要杀这个施洗约翰。
We also know that Herodias held a grudge in her heart against John, and she wanted to kill him.
所以很有可能的就是希罗底不断的在那里缠住他的这个丈夫希律，不断的叫他你要杀掉他，你要杀掉他。
It would also seem that Herodias would continue this campaign of trying to kill him.By constantly telling her husband Herod, you need to kill him, you need to kill him.
所以因为他畏惧希罗底，他畏惧罪人，所以他要杀约翰。
So because of his fear of Herodias, because of his fear of men, he wanted to kill John.
所以这个就是马太福音那里所告诉我们的。
And that's what we see in Mark.
不过他是一个犹疑不定的人，他又不想杀约翰，为什么呢？因为他又畏惧百姓，他也畏惧约翰。
Yet he was a greatly perplexed man, and he was fearful of the people, and he was fearful of the godly man John.
而且他又乐意听到，因为他是一个迷信的人。
Yet he also enjoyed listening to John because he was a man of superstition.
所以他又爱听又不爱听，就是讲到他犯罪的时候他就不爱听，讲到一些其他事情的时候他又爱听。
He loved to hear what John had to say, But when John pricked his conscience with his sin, he didn't like it.
这些也是我们时常会经历的。 你不也是这样吗?
This in fact is what we all experience. Are you not the same?
你常常都乐意听神的话, 常常都喜爱听吗?
You might love the gospel, you might love to hear the word of God being preached often.
可能有些时候, 因为你犯罪的时候, 你不希望听见神的话。
But perhaps there are times where you have certain sins in your life you do not want to hear about it.
不过有些时候你又喜欢听神的话, 以为听神的话会带给你祝福。
And perhaps there are some people who listen to God's word because they think it will bring them blessing.
这样的话就是一个犹疑不定的人。
A person like that is greatly perplexed.
所以希望在这里提了之后, 大家会对这一方面比较, 多点的认识, 而不会觉得圣经有所抵触。
So I hope after that little bit of clarification, you have a better understanding and won't think that the Bible is actually contradictory.
所以就到了今天的经文, 马可福音第六章30到44节。
And so we arrive today at our study of Mark in verse 30 to verse 44.
让我们首先来念马可福音第六章30到44节。
Let us read through these verses.
使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道，全告诉他。他就说：“你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。”这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫，他们就坐船暗暗的到旷野地方去。众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。 耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。天已经晚了，门徒近前来说：“这是野地，天已经晚了，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面乡村里去，自己买什么吃。”耶稣回答说：“你们给他们吃吧。”门徒说： 我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？耶稣说：“你们有多少饼，可以去看看。”他们知道了，就说：“5个饼，2条鱼。”耶稣吩咐他们叫众人一帮一帮的坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排的坐下，有100一排的，有50一排的。耶稣拿着这5个饼、2条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开饼，递给门徒。 摆在众人面前，也把那2条鱼分给众人。他们都吃，并且吃饱了。门徒就把饼碎碎鱼收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。吃饼的男人共有5000。
The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all they had done and taught, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure to even eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things, and when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by 50s and 100s. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
刚才我们提到了马可福音6章7到13节，那里就告诉我们耶稣差遣门徒去传道。Just
now we said that in the previous week we saw from verse 7 to verse 13 that Jesus had commissioned the disciples to go out and preach the word.
然后我们就看见了这个施洗约翰与西律的这个故事, 让我们看见了一个人如何完全的拒绝神的话。
And then we saw the account of Herod and John the Baptist, and we saw how a man could completely and totally reject the word of God.
然后现在就回到了这个使徒这个场面，使徒他们出去传道回来了。
Today we come to the scene of the disciples having gone out to preach the word, and now they're returning.
所以30节告诉我们，他们聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。
And so we see in the opening verses that the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught.
耶稣这个时候就说，你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。And
Jesus then said, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while.
今天这一堂信息的主题就是耶稣是神的好牧人。Our
message for today is Jesus, the good shepherd of God.
首先我们看见第一点就是好牧人耶稣他给我们安息。Our
first point is the good shepherd gives us rest.
因为这个时候当门徒回来的时候，他们向耶稣报告所有的事情，所做的一切，所传的道，他们做了许多的事情，现在也累了。We
see that as the apostles came back to Jesus, they had told him all that they had done and taught, and they had done many things. At this point, they must be exhausted.
31节的下半段也告诉我们，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
And we see this in the end of verse 31, where it says, for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat.
这种这样的场面在马可福音不断地出现。
And we see such a situation happening frequently throughout the book of Mark.
在马可福音3:20也告诉我们，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。
In chapter 3, verse 20, it says that when he went home, the crowd gathered again, so they could not even eat.
所以常常的，当耶稣与门徒去到哪里，这些众人就会聚集到哪里，而且耶稣会常常的教导他们神的话，甚至连饭也顾不得吃。
And it was often that wherever Jesus went, these crowds would follow. At that point, Jesus would often teach them to the point where he wouldn't even have the time to eat.
我们看见这里的这个门徒也是面临相同的一个问题，就是他们去到哪里，这些众人来来往往，他们也是非常的疲累，没有时间吃饭。
Now it appears that the apostles are feeling the same. Wherever they went, there were people and crowds together, and they were tired, they didn't have time even to eat.
耶稣是门徒的主，他是门徒的神，他也知道他们有这种人的界限，所以耶稣关心他们。
Jesus was their Lord and their Master, and he understood the fact that they had human limitations, and so he was concerned for them.
所以现在耶稣就邀请他们去与耶稣一同暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，也就是离开人群，去一个没有人的地方，让他们能够休息。
And that is why he said to them to go with him to a desolate place to rest, and that means to go where the crowds were not around, in order to get some rest.
三十节，他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野地方去。不过很快的就有人认识他们。33节，就从各城步行一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。
And in order to get to this desolate place, they went away in a boat. However, as you can see from verse 33, many saw them going, recognized them, ran there on foot ahead of them.
因为他们要耶稣医治他们的病，要耶稣行神迹，所以这些人一认识他们，全部都跟着去了。耶稣所要给这个门徒的休息是一个非常短暂，很快就被人家给干扰了。These
people wanted healing from the Lord, these people and the apostles. These people wanted to see miracles, and when they recognized Jesus and the apostles, they wanted to follow. Jesus' intention to give them rest was quickly frustrated.
是的，虽然这一个的休息，这一次的休息是非常短暂，而且很快的受到了干扰。不过我们知道，耶稣他会赐给我们永远的这个安息。
But while we understand that this particular episode rest was short and elusive for Jesus and the disciples, we also know that Jesus gives us eternal rest in him.
如果我们是愿意信靠耶稣为我们个人的救主, 祂会赐给我们安息。
And if we are to trust in Jesus, then he too will give us rest for our souls.
因为马太福音那里告诉我们, 凡劳苦重担的人可以到耶稣这里来, 因为耶稣会使我们得安息。 耶稣是心里柔和谦卑, 我们担负他的轭, 学他的样式, 这样我们的心里就必得享安息。
We know this in Matthew 11:28-29, where it says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
虽然这一次的这一个休息是非常短暂, 不过如果我们愿意信靠耶稣基督, 我们也能够得到永远的安息。
Though this rest for Jesus and the disciples was short, if we place our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ, then our eternal lives will find rest in Him.
所以让我们现在就来很快的看这一个信息的第二点。
So quickly we'll move on to point number two.
耶稣是我们的好牧人, 祂是神的好牧人, 祂也是给我们启示的好牧人。
Point number two is that the Good Shepherd gives us revelation.
我们从33到38节就看到好牧人如何给我们启示。
We see how in verses 33 to 38, how this Good Shepherd gives us that revelation.
首先这里所记载的这件事情在四福音里面都有记载。
First of all, this episode has been recorded in all four of the Synoptic Gospels.
不是有许多的事情，不是每一本福音书都有提到。 不过这一件事情，这一个神迹在四本福音书都有提到。
You will find that there will be certain episodes that not all four Gospels deal with. However, this episode is one such case.
不过四本福音书里面所提到的细节都有不同。
At the same time, the four different Gospels give you different details of what happens in this one episode.
不是抵触的细节, 而是不同的细节。
It's in fact different details.
马可福音这里是唯一告诉我们说耶稣看见他们是如同没有牧人的一样。 这个是在34节, 马可福音是唯一一本福音书告诉我们耶稣看见这些人, 因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般, 就怜悯他们。
What's unique about Mark's account of this situation is in verse 34, where he says, When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
没有牧人的羊是非常的无助的。
Sheep without a shepherd are completely helpless.
他们找不到食物, 而且没有人带领他们, 也没有人保护他们。
They cannot find food, they are not protected, and they are not led.
羊是非常依赖性非常高的一种动物。
Sheep are highly dependent on their keepers.
如果没有牧人带领这个羊的话, 他就很容易的走迷, 走迷了之后, 就会被这个恶狼给吃掉。
And without a shepherd, sheep are very prone to getting lost, and as they go, and as they get lost, they're very prone to being preyed on by wolves.
所以这里的人就是一样的, 像这些羊一样, 是没有这个牧人的羊, 所以他们就走迷了, 为什么呢? 因为这个以色列的牧人就是这些法利赛人, 还有文士, 他们是假牧人, 他们没有好好的带领神的羊群。
Jesus likens these people to sheep without a shepherd. And he takes compassion on them. And he says they're sheep without a shepherd because the shepherds of the Jews were the Pharisees who weren't leading them properly.
这些法利赛人本来是应该成为以色列的牧人, 不过他们更加重的注重的就是这些律法主义的守安息日啊, 这个禁食啊, 有没有洗手吃东西等等的。
While these Pharisees were meant to be the leaders of Israel, they were more concerned with the external expression of their religiosity, such as maintaining the Sabbath and whether they had cleaned themselves and things like that.
所以这里就告诉我们，耶稣看着他们如同羊没有牧人一般，就怜悯他们。
And so Mark tells us that Jesus had compassion on them because he saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣怜悯他们之后反应是什么呢？他的反应是开口教训他们许多道理。
In his compassion, how did he respond? He began to teach them many things.
在马太福音的记载只是告诉我们耶稣医治了当时的人。
The account that Matthew gives us is that Jesus healed them.
不过马可福音跟路加福音记载相同的事件就告诉我们耶稣教导他们。
However, in Mark and Luke, it tells us that Jesus taught them.
所以就是今天信息的第二点，好牧人给我们启示，他启示神的话。
Which is where we get point number two from, that the Good Shepherd gives us revelation.
因为耶稣开口教训他们许多道理。
Because Jesus began to teach them many things.
路加福音那里也告诉我们，众人知道了，就跟着他去，耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神国的道。
Luke 9:11 tells us that when the crowds learned it, they followed him and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God.
路加福音第九章就是记载了相同的事件。
And Luke 9 gives us the same account of this episode.
所以路加福音告诉我们耶稣对他们讲论神国的道，马可福音告诉我们耶稣开口教训他们许多道理。
So Luke tells us that Jesus spoke to them of the kingdom of God. Mark tells us that Jesus began to teach them many things.
神国的道是什么呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
这个就是马可福音在第一章那里已经告诉我们了，因为耶稣出来传神的福音的时候，他说神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
This has been dealt with in Mark chapter 1, and Mark tells us that when Jesus started proclaiming the gospel, he said that the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel.
所以当耶稣开口教导他们许多神的道理，就是神国的道，也就是向他们传这个认罪悔改的福音。
And that means when Jesus taught them many things, or in Luke's account, where Jesus shared the gospel with them, he was saying, repent and believe in the gospel.
当然也有许多其他的事物，不过能够总结的来说，就是耶稣叫他们要悔改。
Perhaps there were other facets of that message, but if we were to sum it up in one statement, we would say Jesus told them to repent.
耶稣来到世上不是来行神迹，不是来做一个医治人罢了。
Now Jesus' main objective in coming to the world was not to heal people and not to perform miracles.
他来的任务是要为罪人，他是来要拯救罪人。
The objective for him to come was to save the lost.
他来是为了要为罪人舍命，被钉死在十字架上来拯救罪人。
He came to sacrifice his life to be nailed to the cross to pay for the sins of his people.
罪人就好像迷失的羊一样，没有牧人一般。
And sinners are like, as he says, sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣是好牧人，他为他的羊舍命。
Jesus is a good shepherd and he gives up his life for his sheep.
约翰福音十章告诉我们，这个是耶稣所讲的，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
He says in John 10, I am the good shepherd, I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
不过耶稣也不是来到世上暗暗的死去，没有人知道他钉死在十字架上，然后他暗暗的死去之后就拯救所有的罪人。
But Jesus didn't come here to die quietly in order to save the whole world and all the sinners of the world.
他来为羊舍命，不过同时间他也启示给罪人知道神的要求是什么。
He came to die for his sheep, but at the same time, he proclaimed to the world what God's requirement was.
他给人，他给世人启示，神的要求就是罪人必须要认罪悔改，信靠耶稣。
He revealed to the world that God's requirement was that people repent from their sins and turn to God.
所以每当他有机会的时候，他就会教导人这个神的话。
And every chance he got, he would teach them God's word.
就如同迷失的羊，如果没有及时被拯救，会被恶狼给吃掉，罪人也是一样。
And just like the sheep who, if not saved in time, will be eaten up by wolves, sinners are the same.
所以罪人如果没有得到神的启示，没有认罪悔改，信靠耶稣，就会朝往那个宽的门，朝往地狱去。
And if sinners are not given God's revelation, and they're not guided by God's word, then they will very easily go down the way that is broad and the gate that is wide.
而且迷失的羊就迷失了，他不会自己找回正这个路，回到这个牧人那里去。
Not only that, when sheep are lost, they will never find their way back to their shepherd.
这个牧人必须去寻找这个羊。
The shepherd must leave and go find the sheep.
你们记得耶稣讲过这个比喻，说有人有100只羊不见了一只，这个牧人会去寻找这只羊。
Do you remember when Jesus told the story of when one particular sheep leaves the fold? The good shepherd follows and looks for that sheep that has gone missing.
所以羊不会自己去找这个牧人，就如同罪人一样，是不会自己去寻找神的。
The sheep will never know how to find its shepherd, a shepherd. And just like the sinner will never know how to come to his God.
在罗马书这里告诉我们，经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Romans 3, 10-12 drives home this point, where it says, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks God.All have turned aside. Together, they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
所以在马可福音这里，我们看见耶稣怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊，没有牧人一般。于是开口教训他们许多道理。这个就让我们看见神对罪人的恩典，他启示神给我们看。
And so today we see that Jesus had compassion on these people because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and taking pity on them, he began to teach them many things.
所以神因为对我们有恩典，他来寻找我们。
Because God has grace upon us, he comes to look for us.
他也通过他的儿子耶稣基督向我们启示。
And through his son Jesus Christ, he reveals himself to us.
希伯来书第一章告诉我们，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
We see this in Hebrews 1:1-2 where it says, long ago and at many times in many ways God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son.
我们还在看第二点，就是好牧人给我们启示。所以我们看见了耶稣他是好牧人，他给这一些罪人启示。
Staying on our point number two, we've already seen that Jesus is the good shepherd and he gives God's revelation.
不过他同时间也是在给他的十二门徒启示。
By the same time, he is revealing himself to his 12 apostles.
让我们来看第35节。
So if you look at verse 35,
天已经晚了，门徒近前来说，这是野地，天已经晚了，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面乡村里去，自己买什么吃。耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃的。门徒说，我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？耶稣说，你们有多少饼，可以去看看。他们知道了，就说，5个饼2条鱼。
Verse 35, and when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place, and the hour is now late, send them away into the surrounding countryside and villages, and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish.
从马可福音这里所记载的，好像让我们看见是使徒关心这些人没有东西吃。
Based on Mark's account, it suggests that the apostles were concerned about the crowd that had gathered that they would not have anything to eat.
不过刚才我也提了，这一件事情四福音书都有记载，所以如果我们要更加详细的了解当时的这个背景，我们必须要这四本福音书一起看。
Now, if we are to better understand the picture and fill in the gaps, it's good that we look at the same account from the perspectives of all four of the Gospels.
所以让我们打开约翰福音第六章第五到九节。
So let's first look at John chapter 6, verse 5 to 9.
约翰福音第六章五到九节。
John 6, 5 to 9.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说：“就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？”
John 6 verse 5. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?
所以马可福音第六章三十三节告诉我们，当这些人看见耶稣带着门徒坐船去那个地方，他们先跑到那里，比耶稣先赶到。
So we see in Mark 6 verse 33 that as they were making their way as Jesus and the apostles were making their way to this desolate area, people had recognized them and they ran ahead of Jesus and the apostles.
不过约翰福音却告诉我们，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就让我们看见了好像耶稣比这些人先到，然后就看见了这些人来。
But in the passage in John that we had just read, it says in verse 5, lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, and that suggests that Jesus had already gotten there and the crowd was arriving only now.
其实这个解释非常的简单。
Actually, the explanation is fairly simple.
就如我刚才所讲的，四本福音书他们所提的细节是不同的细节，不过它是不是抵触的细节。
And as I was saying just now, the four Gospels give us different details of a particular account, and they are not contradictory details.
因为我们知道这里的人数多过5000人，因为四本福音书告诉我们是5000个男人，所以不算妇女，不算小孩。
We know that the crowd that had gathered was beyond 5,000 because the Gospels tell us that there were 5,000 men, and this does not count children and women.
不可能超过10,000的人先比耶稣赶到。
And it is highly unlikely that the movement of 5,000 people would be faster than Jesus and his 12 apostles.
所以马可那里所告诉我们的是指着那一些年轻力壮健康的人，他们跑得很快就先到了。
So when Mark tells us that these people went ahead of Jesus and the apostles, it is likely that these people were the ones that were ahead of the pack, possibly the ones that were healthiest and the fastest.
然后就有这些比较年老的，还有那些患了疾病的，他们走得比较慢，这些人就比耶稣更迟来。
Those that couldn't move as quickly, perhaps the elderly, perhaps the people who were looking for healing, who were sick, they were the ones who would come after.
因为在路加福音有告诉我们，耶稣医治了那些患病的人。
Because we know in Luke that it says Jesus healed those who were sick.
马太福音也告诉我们，当耶稣出来见到有许多人，就治好了他们的病人。所以我们知道，在这些人群当中，有许多是害病的。
And that's echoed in Matthew 14:14, where it says, "When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. He had compassion on them. He healed their sick." We know that amongst this group, there were people who were sick and very likely less mobile.
所以那一些年轻力壮、健康的先到，然后耶稣与门徒到了。这一些年老的、这一些有疾病的，就慢慢的来了。
And so the faster of those who were part of the group arrived there earlier ahead of Jesus.Jesus and his apostles arrived after, and the rest of the crowd started to come.
然后当这些人来到的时候，耶稣就开始了医治他们的病。
As they arrived, Jesus would then heal their sickness.
还有教导神的话,
and he would teach them.
不过从约翰福音那里我们看得出, 在耶稣还没有开始医病, 还有教导神的话, 之前, 他与腓力有了一段交通。
But John's account of this episode tells us that before the crowd arrived, he had a short exchange with Philip.
因为在约翰福音六章五节那里, 耶稣举目看见许多人来, 就对腓力说, 我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢?
John chapter 6 verse 5, he lifted up his eyes, and then he saw the crowd that was arriving, and then he said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?
第六节告诉我们, 耶稣说这话是要试验腓力, 他自己原知道要怎样行。
The following verse tells us that Jesus said this to test Philip, for he himself knew what he would do.
所以当耶稣告诉腓力的这个问题之后, 说去哪里找那么多食物喂这些人呢? 然后耶稣就接待了这些人, 就开始教导他们神的话, 而且医治他们的病。
And so it goes like this, as the crowd was arriving, he had this exchange with Philip, and he asked Philip, where are we to buy this bread? As Philip is considering that, Jesus goes on to heal these people and teach them.
所以当耶稣在花时间教导这些人神的话,还有医治他们的时候, 腓力现在正在伤脑筋。
Philip is thinking about this problem as Jesus is healing the people and teaching them.
而且很有可能的这个时候,腓力就开始跟另外11个门徒商量, 糟糕了,主耶稣刚才给我这样的一个挑战,怎么办?
It is also at this point where Philip has an exchange with the rest of the disciples, where he then says to them, well, now we have this challenge that Jesus has given us, what do we do?
所以他们在商量商量,发现了根本不可能解决这个问题, 看见这个天已经晚了,就回到耶稣那里告诉他说,不可能的,你快点打发这些人走吧。
And no matter how they thought about it and discussed it, they realized that there was no solution for it. As it was getting dark, they decided then to go back to Jesus and tell him, We can't do this, you need to send the people away.
所以我们回到马可福音这里一看, 就是到了第36节。 35节, 天已经晚了, 门徒进前来说, 这是野地, 天已经晚了, 请叫众人散开, 他们好往四面乡村里去, 自己买什么吃。
And here's where we link up with Mark chapter 6 verse 35. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, This is a desolate place, the hour is now late, send them away into the surrounding countryside and villages, that they might buy something for themselves to eat.
所以不是因为门徒首先关心这些人, 而是因为耶稣给这个腓力一个挑战, 腓力跟门徒商量了之后, 发现这个挑战完全不可能解决, 就回来跟耶稣说, 你快点打发这些人走, 让他们自己解决自己的问题吧。
And so now we see a clearer picture, and it was not that the disciples or the apostles first